second year at the University of Wyoming, though, for Craig Bohl, joining us here on Sports Radio The Ticket. Jeff Caves along with Bob Beeler. Coach, you're still in demand year two, right? So things mustn't have been too bad.
You know what? What you find is if you're coaching another year, that's a good thing. And so excited about being the Cowboys head football coach. You know, we've got a lot of work to do, but we're excited about the future.
Well, you've been through so much success with Dakota, and now you're going through the test of your coaches, yourself,
right?
You know, and sticking to what you believe and what you know. How difficult has that been, and where you've adjusted things? You know, where could you tell us, you know what, I had to realize this is my program, and I have to change some things to be successful in 2015 that I didn't do last year.
Well, that's a really insightful question, because there's things that you have in your toolbox that you really believe in as coaches, and a pattern of success. And what you can't do is deviate. And I think that's where, in my mind, coaches make big mistakes. All of a sudden, it's like urban renewal every year. They go in, oh, my goodness, we got to change from a 4-3 to a 3-4. We got to change this. We got to change that. When you start overturning the apple cart to that degree, you're ruining trying to build a culture. One of the things I appreciate about the, you know, Boise State is that's a program. I mean, it's not a team. That's a program. There's a model that they have. And for us at Wyoming to recreate, not recreate, but to generate that culture is not easy to do. Now, some of the things that we have had to do, you know, the Mountain West is a very, very challenging league. The thing that became very apparent to me is the challenging schemes offensively and defensively week to week is unlike any other league that I've ever been exposed to. I mean, it almost mirrors the number of time zones that you have. And so as a result of that, defensively, that's a real challenge to tweak yourself going from, okay, here's a pro-style downhill running team to the next thing you know, you're playing New Mexico, which is wide open, or Air Force, which is a unique offense, to going to Boise, to wherever. And so as a result, I think that does allow you to, an opportunity to adjust some of your schemes to make sure that you're diversified enough to be able to attack those schemes.
Year two, getting ready to start. Mm-hmm. Where do you think Wyoming's program needs to be from where you were year one to, say, down the line? If you want to become a consistent team that wins 8, 9, 10 games in the league.
That means taking the intermediate steps. And that what that means is, one, first of all, everybody's going to incur injuries. Mm-hmm. Okay, we did last year. You know, you look at our football team at the beginning of the year, we're 3-1. Beat Air Force at home. We have some injuries, and the bottom falls out. Injuries happen to every team. I think Utah State's a case in point. Utah State's down to their fourth-team quarterback, but they're still winning games. Wyoming, our shelf life is such that you lose this guy and this guy and this guy, now all of a sudden we become not only average but poor. And so that's step one. Developing depth and a competitive nature within your football team. Number two is taking those steps that, you know, the teams that are, quote, in the middle of the grouping, as opposed to losing to those guys by a point or two here, that means you win those games. And that begins to build some more momentum. And then you come to the point where you're I get a kudos to Brian and Boise. I mean, I voted those guys late in the year, eighth in the country. And when we played in Laramie this last year, they took us to the woodshed. And I caught some heat because I voted them eighth. Well, we played Oregon and we played Michigan State. Guess what? Boise was just right on par with those guys. Maybe even, I don't know if they're better, but certainly. And there's a reason why they won the Fiesta Bowl. And so our step next year is to become competitive. And there was one game last year where I thought we quit, and that was against Boise. And that cannot happen for us. We've got to be able to go out there and compete. And you're going to win some of your games along the way.
Looking at that game, I was there. I was standing in the elements. Unlike Mr. Beeler, who was in the press box, Coach, really, really disappointed he wasn't out there on what was a frigid night, and it was the snow
BS
and blow.
On that right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. But you had injuries. The game. I remember going into the fourth quarter. it was somewhat out of hand in terms of it seemed in hand, from my perspective at least. There were no stands. There was nobody left because they wanted to get home to see if they could get home. Mm-hmm. I know those are no excuses, but that's the conditions, if you want to play in Laramie, that you want your players to overcome. Put blinders onto that.
Well, there's no doubt, and that's part of a process that you go through. And, you know, it was interesting. I met Brian up at a Starbucks coffee shop and bought a cup of coffee that morning, and I shouldn't have done it because they took us to the woodshed that night. By God, this next time he's buying me a cup of coffee. That was disappointing for us, but it gave me a bar. I had our DFO. I said, take a picture of this right now. I want get your phone out, and I want you to take a picture of this because this is going to be etched in my memory where our program needs to go and what the steps are to do that. There's no quick fix, but progress is going to be important. And, you know, you can also say this, too. When you're you're the only school in the state, and we're going to leverage that. We don't have any other school. We're going to leverage that, and there's going to be piece by piece to build this program. And like I said, I've got that picture on my iPhone. And kudos to Boise. They played well. They had a look in their eye like they were on a mission that night, and they played to that mission. And we know the formula. I know the formula. And we're looking forward to the process of changing that outcome.
Craig Bull joins us. He is the head coach at the University of Wyoming. Coach, this year there are going to be so many new quarterbacks in this league. Looks like you will have one as well.
Yep.
A name that I've seen is Cameron Kaufman, transfer from Indiana, sat out last year.
Right.
Is he ready to go, and what does he bring to the team?
We certainly believe he's ready to go. You know, Cam's background's somewhat unique, and I know their head coach at Indiana. Cam was selected as a captain. They changed their offensive style. And his skill set didn't fit. And his sister had played volleyball at Wyoming. And you're always nervous sometimes when a guy transfers. Okay, they're transferring because there's some baggage. You know, it's kind of like a leopard. They got spots. You move the spots around. They still got spots.
Right.
You know, his leadership skills, his decision-making, while he's a first-year player for us, he's not a first-year player. While he's a fifth-year senior, he's not a fifth-year senior in our program. He's kind of in the middle. I can tell you, I've seen him make great decisions. He gets into, you know, it's not only his first and second, but his third read, which is hard to do as a quarterback. I think he's got good pocket presence. He's got a good release. And so I know all those years when I was a defensive coordinator, when your quarterback's playing well and you're going against that guy, it's hard to call defenses. When he's in a rhythm and he's making great decisions, it's hard on defense, and it keeps your offense on the field. And so we need to leverage his ability. He needs to do more than just manage the game. We've got two really good running backs. We'll be okay in the offensive line. That quarterback's going to need sometimes on third down and seven, make some decisions to keep us on the field. And so we feel good about his ability. We also have a guy behind him that I think has got a rocket for an arm. Josh Allen has got a great future, but he's green. You know, he can throw the ball on a rope 60-some yards, but the problem is he throws the ball on a rope to the fullback out of the fullback. I mean, we got to calm him down, but we'll be better at significantly better quarterback position.
I was looking at your recruiting back in February. We all understand how important it is, and winning this season will help that effort. You've got some facilities that are coming around, but you're not content with sitting around with some of the areas that they've been getting kids. You're aggressively pursuing kids, you know, with a little wider net, aren't you, Coach, and bringing them in there?
Well, recruiting is, I know this, good players make good coaches. And for us to really change, not only change the culture with the ability, it's to change the recruiting. And we're investing thousands of dollars in recruiting. A lot of man hours. We've gone all kinds of different places. And you're going to see us upscale our recruiting in the years.
Yeah. Coach, thank you so
much.
You bet,
guys. Yeah. See you out there in Boise.